on. Hey, it's Mel with Guys, Games, and Beer, and we're here at the Pittsburgh Gaming Expo, hanging out, playing games, running Steel Battalion like crazy. We're going to do a short interview. I'm here with...
I'm Drunken Larry, and boy, that was kind of a rocky start, but I feel like you saved it. So, you know. And we are with...
Hello, my name's Alara.
Hi, Alara.
And who are you with?
I am actually with a whole bunch of different organizations. I do a whole bunch of video game speedrunning. So we, as a community, tend to do a lot of like volunteer charity events. We love raising money for a whole bunch of different causes. I'm actually actively working in two events that are happening this month. So we're kind of really excited to get working on those and like being able to bring it to y'all.
So that's one thing you do?
Yeah. So that's kind of the main thing
that you're doing here in Pittsburgh. Okay.
So I actually came here to this event because I'm doing panels on Speedrun 101. I was talking to some of the volunteers, and they asked me to do some speedrun demos up on stage later.
What do you mean a speedrun? What are you
talking
about?
So video game speedrunning is literally just beating video games as fast as you can. It's that simple. And a lot of the people see like some of the events that we do and they're like, oh wow, that's so impressive and that looks so hard. It's really not. One of the jokes that we say as a community is we speedrun video games and we do all the fancy strategies because we're not good enough to do the casual strategies that everyone does when they play video games.
Okay.
So a lot of the stuff we do actually ends up being faster and easier just because it's the easier way to do it.
A particular type of game is better for speedrunning, or what do you do?
The best game to speedrun is a game you enjoy enough to play more than once. Because I know a whole bunch of people that have close to thousands of runs of some games. Like, just you have to be willing to really grind it out.
Wow.
Yeah, so how does the charity fit into that? We know people that have done speedruns. We had one done on our show for 7-Up that Scott, an often guest on our show, has did, but that wasn't part of a charity thing. That was like, you know, trying to beat the record that's out there or whatever. So how does the charity element work?
So that actually changed a bit over 10 years ago. The community went from just kind of the focused, I want to get my time as low as possible thing. And then when the advent of streaming kind of started happening, a whole bunch of organizations started popping up. Biggest amongst them, Games Done Quick, which is the one that everyone knows. They just started running these short events. And it was just like, hey, we're going to take a week or a weekend or whatever, and we're just going to showcase as many as possible. We're going to chat about our games. And then if you want to donate, we appreciate it. And then it started becoming, well, if you donate, we'll do this other thing. Like, well, we might add something, or we might change a category, or we might add an extra game that was like, you know, hey, we wanted to add this. We weren't sure. But if you send in money and donate to the charity, now we're incentivized. And that just kind of kept evolving and evolving. And it was just kind of the silent agreement in the video game speedrunning community where all of a sudden the bulk of our events became charity fundraisers.
So the event raises charity through donations, or is it a fee to play?
Is it? No, it is always generally what we do. And this is part of what I'm in charge of for one of the events that I do. I'm involved with for the kids. We have submissions. And it's, you send in a submission, you send us what you want to play, you send us like a sample of your commentary, what you're going to be saying on stage, and we think, hey, we think this will raise money, would you come do it for us? We have a slot at 4 p.m. on Friday.
So you have to be a bit of a celebrity to,
We have so many people that have no backstory whatsoever. It's just someone shows up and they're like, I'm really passionate about this game. I can talk about it for 2 hours while I play it. And we go, cool, do you want to showcase it?
We did watch at a con, I think it was 2 years ago, someone doing that duck game, a speed run on that, and people seemed to be really into it. I'd never seen the game before, and I was like,
Untitled Goose Game?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, but everyone seemed to know, except for me, you know? But it was neat to watch, and people were into it.
Do some games
organize the events or
I don't personally, I don't lead organize any of the events that I'm volunteer in. I'm mostly just volunteer staff on most of these. So for the two that I've got coming up, Fast for the Kids or For the Kids, it's their second event ever. It's a very young organization.
Okay.
They're raising money for Extra Life.
Excellent.
And a lot of the stuff we do is, again, just volunteer work. And it's...
They're next door.
Yeah, they're also next door, conveniently. So one of the things that I do is I'm on games committee for the kids. So I get sent a whole laundry list of videos, and I'm asked, what's interesting enough to put on stage? So I have to filter out what's going to be entertaining, what can I put on stage and go, hey, this is going to make people want to donate. The other thing I do is a lot of event hosting, because when you have an event, I can't just put a game feed on and just put someone on air. That's not...
You gotta promote it.
Yeah, you have to promote it, but you also have to have someone to talk between the things. You have to have someone introducing.
Yep, yep.
So that's where the hosts come in.
Do you do any of the runs yourself?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I am also a speedrunner myself. I've been speedrunning... A common story in the speedrun community is we'll all say, like, when we started speedrunning in terms of, like, when we started uploading our times to leaderboards.
Sure.
But in reality, the thing about speedrunning is if you ever try to play a video game as fast as possible, congratulations, you're a speedrunner. There's no gatekeeping necessary. There's no, oh, you have to have a top time on a leaderboard. It's, do you enjoy trying to go fast?
Yeah.
If so... You qualify.
Do some games work better than others?
I feel
others?
Like you miss all kinds of Easter eggs that way.
What?
You do. You do. But it's a different way to play, though. Everyone's got their own way to do it. There's people who are completionists. There's high score chasers. I like going fast.
Do you ever have two people on stage at the same time competing?
That absolutely
happens.
Like,
start and then who finishes first?
We have that. There's actually a whole bunch of two-player variants to things.
Okay.
So we've got races. There's a bunch of co-op runs, so one of the things that I'm currently submitting to marathons is a co-op game called Pizza Possum.
That sounds like a great game.
It is fun, chaotic 2 a.m. energy. There's also what's known as 2P1C, which is two players, one controller.
Ooh.
And that's just a wild thing that sometimes gets put in for events as an incentive. I actually had
You can play Overcooked that way.
Yeah.
It's one controller where you're sharing your controller.
I'll do you one better. One of the organizations that I volunteer with a lot, Lady Arcaders, we had our summer showcase event, Super Showcase, which raises money for CARE. A friend of mine called Flannel Cat is a big pinball player. I happened to be the host for that showcase, and she was playing the Godzilla pinball machine. Well, one of the incentives that we had is if we raised enough money, she was going to play co-op with her wife, each one on one flipper. So it was one player left flipper, one player right flipper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can see that causing some stress.
I'm happy to report their marriage was still intact after the event.
Excellent. No Godzilla.
Do you have a favorite one that you didn't figure, like, oh man, that speedrun was just...
As a viewer and as a runner, I would say they're two different runs. There is a game called Titanfall 2, which I love and I adore, and I enjoyed playing the heck out of. And I'm so terrible at it. I tried to speedrun it, and it's just not my game. And it happens. Sometimes you just don't click with a game. But that's kind of my, like, I will always watch it if it's happening, but I'm not going to be the one running it.
Okay.
As a runner, the game that I really adore playing is a cute little game called Cat Quest. It's just a fun little cat on an adventure to save the world.
That sounds fun. So do some games work?
Most cats were trying to destroy the world, but, you know.
No. Do some games work better than others?
I would say yes in some aspects. Mm-hmm. It kind of depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to just have fun, the main thing you're looking for is it has to be a game that you can play a lot. This has to be a game that you're willing to grind out and just put time and effort into. You have to be able to pour love into it for more than just the 10 hours it takes you to beat the game. If you're trying to get it into a marathon event, that's kind of where things change. So it's really important that a game be interesting to play, but it's also more important that it be interesting to watch.
Right.
So then it becomes, can you do good commentary on this? Is it flashy? Is there something going on that you can talk about? Does it set you up for jokes? Because that's something that Cat Quest is really good for. I've got a whole bunch of times, like the last checkpoint right before the final boss, you have to go save one last time. It's called the final rest.
Okay.
There's one boss fight. You have to chase a mage down a road. When you get to the cave at the end, the cave is called End of the Road. So there's a whole bunch of like easy setups and gimmicks you can do, and that makes it for really good commentary.
Nice.
So it just kind of depends on what your goal is. So the answer is yes, there are some games that are better for speedrunning than others.
Sure.
But it's not, this is a better speedrun game. This is better for specific goals.
If speedrun is finishing, is marathon just don't die? How long can you go before?
So speedrun marathons are literally just sequential speedruns.
Oh, you know, I see.
I'll do one, and then we'll cut to like a short intermission, and then someone else will come in, and then they'll do their speedrun, and then so on and so forth.
We'll go
on like that for a weekend, for a for a week, whatever applicable.
A week?
So if someone wants to get involved, is there a website or something or something, somewhere to go?
Yeah, so every event has kind of their own way of reaching.
You said you had two events coming up this month?
Yes, one of them is coming up at the end of the month. The other one's a little bit later. I can get you the dates in just a moment. But For the Kids, let me look up the dates on that one. For the Kids is happening next month from the 9th to the 10th. It's just a two-day event.
And that's here in Pittsburgh? Or
no, these are online. These are all online.
Yeah. Oh.
So For the Kids is happening at the beginning of next month, 9th and the 10th. That's just on their Twitch page.
What hosts them? Are you doing that on Twitter or Twitch?
Those are on Twitch.
Twitch.
We do all these on Twitch.
Okay.
And then the other one that I'm an active volunteer on that I do a lot is called Preventathon. So For the Kids, like I said, raises money for Extra Life. Preventathon raises money for a Canadian charity called Little Warriors. So the really nice thing about that one is, since it's a Canadian charity, the exchange rate really favors us. So our money kind of goes even farther than it normally would. But Little Warriors is a really great charity because they actually raise money to help prevent child sexual abuse. So that's one of those, like, no one can test this. Like, yeah, everyone's happy to give money to that charity.
What's the most you've ever raised in an event that you've just been blown away with the charity and people's generosity?
So not an event that I particularly volunteered at, but I know Games Done Quick has gone near $3 million, I want to say, in 1 week.
Wow.
Last Preventathon, I think we just barely went over $3,000 over
fantastic.
The course of 3 days.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And again, that's $3,000 going to a Canadian charity, so that money goes a good bit farther.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
All right.
So is there anything else you wanted to share?
Oh, I was just asking if submissions were closed.
So submissions for those events are closed.
Okay.
I'm already on the games committee for the kids. We're selecting the games. The schedule will be announced fairly soon.
Excellent.
Preventathon is all but ready to go. We're cleaning up everything on the back end to go live as soon as possible, which will be again at the end of the month. So if you want to get involved, the best way for now, I recommend, just tune in. Okay. Preventathon happens on the Preventathon Twitch channel. For the Kids happens on their Twitch channel. But if you want to get in video game speedrunning, pick a game. There's a website called speedrun.com. Generally, there's a whole bunch of games there that can link you to guides. It can link you to communities. It can link you to Discords.
Right.
You can get involved into whatever game you want. And then if you want to get into marathons, generally anyone in this speedrun marathon circuit can point you to that. If you're interested, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm more than happy to point you towards smaller events that kind of don't get as much love.
Please tell people how they can contact you.
I would love to. So my name's Alara. Unfortunately, finding the name Alara online on any website's really hard. So I generally go by Alara Cutie on social media stuff. So if you're looking for me on Twitter, on Twitch, or X, it's Alara, A-L-A-R-A, Cutie, C-U-T-I-E.
Okay.
And again, just feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to help the community grow or point you towards a marathon that maybe needs viewers or volunteers, because we also need volunteers to run our tech backends. We need volunteers to help our hosting. We need volunteers to run our social media.
Yeah.